in talking about healing, I still have a lot of notes over here, and I hadn't used hardly any of them, and I've got them for backup. Let's just say they're backup, because I want to give you what God has given me. And it came probably about this morning when I woke up, and no, actually, it was there last night, but he kind of put it together this morning. Because I was like, Lord, I'm prepared, and I've got some notes, but it actually came to me yesterday. And just a little praise report, we went and seen my aunt, who's went through throat cancer, and she's still got, I think, 8 more of the radiation going through the machine, but she's home. She was in the hospital for about too long, 7, 8, 10 days, but she came home, and we dropped Rowan off at football and had a little bit of time to wait, and I said, let's go visit Willene, and me and Sherry went over there and talked to her husband first. He was outside, and then came inside, and Sherry sat down, and it's going to be in the message here. Jesus was moved with compassion. Love, that's love. And I had something I had wanted just to send my condolences, my prayers, but when I saw her there, sitting on her couch, the word came. Three things came to me to give to her, but it was from God, because I hadn't been thinking about it. See, that's when you know it's God, when you're thinking about what you want to say, and God, that's still God too, but it's a rhema word, something that, you know, if received, can bring 100-fold right then. We're talking about life. And as my wife's sitting on her, I just squatted down and I said, Willene, sit, walk, and stand. Because she's weak. She's been through a battle here physically. Radiation she's taken, and plus she's had this feeding tube in, and then she just had a bad reaction to medicine. But the Lord told her to sit. Don't try to go from 0 to 60 now that you're home all at once. But to sit, walk, and stand. And I'm not going to, that's where we're going today. But it came from just compassion, what she needed to hear. And the foundation starts here in the book of Matthew. And Matthew chapter 9, verses 32. I'm going to read kind of fast because I want to get us to where we're going. Jesus went about doing good, healing all. It's good if all get healed that are following Jesus. That's the good. As they went out, behold, this is Jesus and his disciples. Behold, they brought to Jesus a man mute and demon-possessed. I would say in this instance, he was probably mute because he had a demon that had possessed him. Because it said he was brought to him a man mute. He couldn't hear, and demon-possessed. And when the demon was cast out, say cast out, the mute spoke. The mute spoke. So see, not everything that's attacking different people can be a possession, but on this case it was. Because it said, and Jesus cast out the devil. And it's not hard. Don't think about this, oh man, I got to go to the school of casting out of devils. No. Jesus is the one that does the casting out. But you got to believe in him. I know in whom I have believed. He knew Jesus. And he spoke, and the multitudes, they marveled, saying, it was never seen like this before. CNN got a scoop on this and said, whoa, we got a story. This is what they're going to start hearing in this earth. They ain't going to be able to, they're either going to have to shut their cameras off and not report it because they're going to see it. We're going to do it because Jesus said we can. And we need to be expecting this because he needs some hands and feet. He needs us. It was never seen like this in Israel, but here you're going to have those buts that's going to get in your way. But the Pharisees, not everybody's going to believe even if they see it. It's a choice. But the Pharisees said he cast out demons by the ruler of the demons. They're lost. They're in the last days, they're going to say what's good is evil and what's evil is good. They're going to be Pharisees. They don't know. They don't understand spiritual truth. They're spiritually dead. Then Jesus, he didn't even listen to the reporters. He didn't listen to what they're reporting. He heard that. Jesus heard that. He didn't even make a comment. Then Jesus said, went about all the cities and villages teaching, went about teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel, good news of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Does that leave any in-betweens there? Whatever name it's named, whatever doctors want to name it, whatever it's called, every name. But when he saw the multitudes, Jesus saw all these people coming to him, he was moved, say moved, moved with compassion. Compassion, you can say it this way, will move you to do something. Love. Talk about the compassion. For them, because they were weary and scattered, like sheep having no shepherd. If I don't teach you about faith here for healing, I'm not a good shepherd. Even though I wouldn't even see it manifest, I still got to preach it and teach it because I believe it. Some people don't believe it and they're not going to preach it. Now, they might believe that God heals, but he's not going to use me. It's got to be a sovereign act of God. That's not true. He is sovereign, but he's still moving. I said he's still moving in his church. Then he said to his disciples, he said to his disciples, the harvest truly is plentiful. In other words, Jesus was not a lone ranger. He's not looking out here, boy, I got a lot of work to do. A lot of people needing my touch today. He looked to his disciples and said, truly is plentiful. In other words, guys, you're a part of this. Look out here. But the laborers are few. The few, the proud, the Marines, the few, the proud, the disciples. Therefore, they're few, he says, therefore pray. Pray the Lord of the harvest, God the Father, send laborers into his harvest. Send laborers into his harvest. And when he had called his 12 disciples, disciples is different than converts. Disciples are disciplined. We have to discipline our children to know right from wrong. Disciples are the ones that when you get rebuked for doing something wrong, you still follow. That's a disciple. You don't tuck and run. Because it was the truth. The truth has set you free. Amen. But it's your choice. He said he brought his 12 disciples to him. He gave them power. Say power. Now this is a different word. This is exousia. This is, in other words, he gave them delegated authority. Because he needed some help. He said, pray therefore. I need some help, guys. You see, I move with compassion, but I need some help. I'm only in one body right now. And I can't do all this and get everything done that God's called me to do. So he prayed. He gave them delegated power to use your checking account. That's what you do when you have a joint checking account. The other person's got delegated power. Over unclean spirits to cast them out. And to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of diseases. Now the names of the 12 apostles, and we know them first, Simon, Peter, Andrew, his brother, James, son of Zebedee, John, his brother, Philip, Bartholomew, Thomas, and Matthew, the tax collector. I just wanted to make sure you knew Jesus even had a tax collector being a disciple. They were kind of they were thieves, buddy. Jesus saw one that had a heart for God. James, the son of Alphaeus, and I have a hard one with this one, Labias, whose surname was Thaddeus. We'll call him Thaddeus, brother Thad. Simon the Canaanite and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. But Jesus trusted him. Judas still had a choice right here. He was one of the Lord's disciples, and he had a delegated power over unclean spirits. And these 12 Jesus sent out and commanded them, saying, don't go the way of the Gentiles. Do it. This is the way Jesus is. His power is his delegated power and authority, and he's given it to them. So we got to do what the Master says to do, how he says to do it. And they did, and he did, and it got some work done, got some people, got some healing taken forth. Heal the sick, he told them in verse 7, as you go preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Preach, go and preach, saying, speaking to them devils. Now, you don't have to be loud. The devil's not mute. He wants to make us mute, bring sickness and disease, but he can hear. He knows when you believe. He knows when you believe. And as you go preach saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand, heal the sick. He didn't say pray for the sick there, did he? He said heal the sick. Pray for healing for the sick and expect them to be healed. Cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead. Cast out demons. Freely you have received. Jesus freely gave it to them. He didn't say, well, you got to go to seminary for 2 years. No. He said, you're following me. They chose to follow Jesus, and everything that Jesus has, he has given them to them. Freely you have received, freely give. But you got to love that person. See, there's a key to all this. Jesus was moved with compassion. Okay, that's a key. Don't forget that. We can't be moved with indignation. Now, I'm talking about toward the person. Now, you can't against the devil. You can be moved with indignation and be full of anger against what's happening here. That's compassion. That'll drive you. That drives compassion. Because we're supposed to hate that which is evil. To cleave to that which is good. Which is Jesus. Okay? Now let's go over. Jesus gave them power. Exousia. Delegated authority. To use his name. Amen? That's what he said. Let's look on over. Let's go to the back of Matthew. We're talking about healing. This is a key to receiving your healing and helping others to receive theirs. This is the Great Commission, Matthew 28, verses 18. This is when Jesus had reappeared. He's risen. He is risen. Amen? All power, all authority has been given into him, not only in the earth, but where else? In heaven. He came from heaven. He ministered as a man, as the Son of Man here on the earth, and then he went to hell. All power is given me in heaven, earth, and in the earth. Top to bottom. All power. He earned it. He was the only one that could. Because he was sinless. He didn't have sin. But he became sin. He got the keys back. What did he get? Our authority. That's what we're talking about. He went to hell and got it back. Because we were sentenced to death. Chained in death. But Jesus had the keys. He is the key. And he went down there and got the keys because they had been taken illegally by the devil and his kingdom of darkness. But see, Jesus is King of Kings. It doesn't matter if it's the kingdom of darkness because he's the King of Kings. So he's the King of Kings. And he went to the kingdom of darkness because he's the kingdom of light. He is the King of the kingdom of light. When light shows up, where does darkness have to go? It got to flee. Jesus got the keys. When God raised him from the dead, hell, Abraham's bosom was separate. Light was separated from darkness. And they went to paradise. That was paradise, but they went to heaven. That was the first resurrection. I just feel like preaching right there for a little bit. Glory. Hallelujah. Jesus was a preacher. Matthew 28, and Jesus came. This is after all this happened. He's risen from the dead, and he came and showed himself to his disciples. He didn't go show himself to Herod or to Pontius Pilate. He didn't go show himself to him. Where did he go? He went to those that followed him. It pays to follow Jesus because he'll show up in your storm. Amen. He'll come back and show himself mightily on your behalf. He's your defense attorney. He stands there. He's your great intercessor. Amen. And the Holy Spirit will manifest. He'll show up in your courtroom when you've been falsely accused. Hallelujah. Who's the accuser of the brethren? His name's the devil. Dismissed. Judge. Case dismissed. That'll help you right there. Your case is dismissed. What accusation is he bringing, the devil bringing against you today? All manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Dismissed. Case dismissed. Jesus, he bought it. He paid the price for it. You need to tell the devil, case dismissed. I rest my case. Jesus is my Sabbath rest. That's where you need to rest. I rest my case. Jesus came and spoke to them saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on the earth. Go therefore and make disciples. That's what we're teaching here on Wednesday nights about being a disciple. Make disciples of all the nations. It didn't stop in Israel. All the nations of the world, how many ever were there right now? Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of this age. All power, all authority. Same word, my delegated authority, all of it now. If you didn't believe it, I said it one time, I'm going to say it again. He said, I come back, yep, I'm still the same. Yesterday, I'm the same forever. Boys, I'm saying it again. All this power God has given me, I'm giving it to you. Go therefore. Go therefore. Go ye. Who, me? Yes. Moses said that at one time. Who, me, Lord? Send me? I can't speak. He was lying. Moses was taught of the Pharaohs. He was an intelligent man. And he actually, the Bible says, he was the meekest man on earth because of a relationship he built with God. Let's go over to the book of Acts now. Jesus gave them twice, he said, I'm giving this delegated power and authority to you. This is Jesus, King of Kings. Remember, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. In the beginning, Jesus said, I am the beginning and the end. Now, Acts chapter, now Jesus is talking to the church. Acts 1. Now, this is Luke giving us an account of Jesus. Acts 1 here, verse 4. Jesus told them not to go anywhere until the promise of the Father would come as he was leaving. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait, say wait, for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me, for truly John baptized with water, but you, not looking at John now, he's looking at you, he's talking to his disciples, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, not many days from now. Therefore, there's that therefore again now. Go back and look. What did he say? He said, wait, wait. Don't go nowhere yet, boys. Wait. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, are you going to restore the kingdom to Israel at this time? And he said, whoa, boys, you're trying to go to second base. Let's go back to first base. You can't get there yet, boys. Got some time in between here. It's not for you to know the times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority. See, this was not even given to Jesus. Jesus said, whatever the Father hear, whatever I hear the Father say, I'm going to tell you. The Father didn't give Jesus this authority to know that time or season, because if he had, Jesus would have given it to his disciples. He said, but you shall receive power. Now, this is a different power. This word is called dunamis. That's where we get our root word, dynamite. Dunamis, power. Explosive power. That's that suddenly. Suddenly the mute could hear. Boom, power. See, this is our key here to healing. This is our key to receiving things from God. Jesus gives us the authority, his authority, to cast out devils. Everything that he did in the earth, operating as a man in the earth, from God, he had that power. We have that authority. But we didn't have the Holy Spirit on the inside yet, like Jesus had. That's why it's a different word here, because Jesus had not been risen yet. He could give them his delegated authority, but he couldn't give them that power on the inside yet, because he hadn't been risen yet. They hadn't received that gift. It was coming from the Father. But the blood had to be presented first. Everything had to be done legally instead of illegal. Jesus did it right. He did it right. Ain't no lawyer gonna catch Jesus. He knows the book from the beginning to the end. He fulfilled it, brother. He fulfilled it. And if we do it God's way, we're gonna have God's stamp of approval. Ain't nothing the devil can. Now he's gonna get loud. The devil's gonna get loud. That defense attorney is gonna go before the judge, and the judge is gonna say, you know, when he makes a case against you, but it's denied. The judge says, overruled. Sit down. See, that's what the devil, he tries to make a false accusation. Jesus said, he presents the truth, and the judge says, that ain't going to cut it. Access denied. But you shall receive power, dunamis, when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me, talking about Jesus, in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Power. dunamis power. Things you couldn't do before in that fishing boat, you can do now. You can speak to those fish. In the beginning, God says we have authority over all things that creep and swim. Now, you believe it, you can't do it to satisfy your own lustful flesh. You got to do it motivated by love. When Peter was helping Jesus, tax came due. Jesus told Peter to go fishing. Jesus wasn't working with his hands now. He was working with his heart. He was preaching the gospel of the kingdom. But he told Peter to go fishing. And he said, the first fish you catch, there'll be a piece of money in his mouth. It'd be enough for me, and it'd be enough for you. It wasn't just for Jesus. It was for Peter. Because Peter was helping him preach the gospel. Are you helping God right here? Yes, you are. You showed up, didn't you? God's got something for you. Amen. It might not be in a fish right now, but where are you going? Terry's getting ready to maybe do a little bit of traveling. Wherever you're going, Terry, there's some blessings out there. He just talked about traveling this morning, but as you go, be looking. Be expecting, because you came to the first place first. You came to God's place first. And God looks at your heart. Sit, walk, stand. All right, now let's go over to the book of Ephesians, and this is going to help you in any area of your life, but we're talking about healing. Healing is the children's bread. You're entitled to it. It's got your name on it. You know, you go buy a loaf of bread, you can get Food Lion brand, you can get Merida, you can get all kind of brands of bread. Well, I like the bread that's got Jesus on the name of it. He is the bread of life. I want the Jesus brand. I want a whole loaf. I don't want a half a loaf, one of them little tiny loaves. I want the whole loaf. I want the big loaf, because he's a big God. Amen. I want all that he has. He's got a big table. He got a big house. Yeah. Amen. He serves a big supper. Take all you want. Eat all you want. Where did I say I was going? Ephesians. Praise the Lord. I would encourage you to study the book of Ephesians. We're not going to go all six, but I want you to see some points here. To start, verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and we settled this in the beginning, faith begins where the will of God is known. Your healing's got to begin when you know the will of God is for God. He heals all the time. That's what's going to keep you linked up to receiving and that being manifest in your body. Is you got to settle that it is God's will to heal me, period. Period. And see, Paul knew that right here. He says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God. Not, I wasn't called to be an apostle by my mama, by my daddy, but he'd been underneath Gamaliel. He was taught up in the things of the Lord. But he said, not by man, but by Jesus Christ. I am who I am. To the saints who are in Ephesus, and you might as well just, we're a saint now, but he was speaking to the church in Ephesus, and faithful in Christ. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has, past tense, blessed us with every spiritual blessing in Christ, in heavenly places, in Christ. Just as he chose us in him before the foundations of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in what? In love. In love. That's how you stay blameless, in love. In other words, that's how you stay out of the devil's court. You stay in love. See, he can't get to you in the love court. We get out of the love court, now we're in the devil's territory. He can take shots at us in. See, because God is love. We need to stay in his court. And praise him in that court, like Terry said. Enter his gates. Enter those love gates. Praising him. And he has predestined us to the adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted. You need to know that you're accepted in the beloved. Because the devil wants to tell you you're rejected because of everything, bad thing you've done. But that's not accounted to me. That's not imputed to me. Because Jesus died for me. Sit, walk, stand. Now I want you to look over here. Go to chapter 2. We're saved by grace through what? Faith. Through faith. It's going to take faith for you to receive this message today. Chapter 2, verse 1. And he made us alive. He made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which we once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit, we could say the devil, who now works in the sons of disobedience. I used to be in his court. I used to be in his temple. I'm talking about the devil. I used to be in that court. I was a son of disobedience. I was disobeying God's word. Among whom also we all once, and don't think you ain't been there either, because if you ain't, you're deceiving yourself. It says that we all, Paul was including himself, we all conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. And we were by nature children of wrath. You don't want that loaf. We're not going, that loaf's all moldy and it ain't no good no more. That's that old nature. You might as well just throw it on out. Throw it to the dogs, to the pigs, and to the chickens. Let them eat that old moldy bread. Because we got a new wine and we got new bread. And it ain't moldy no more. Who were nature children of wrath just as the others, but God. Say, but God. Who is rich in mercy. There, here's where you profit. Here's where you start to profit. Who is rich and give somebody some mercy. You want to start seeing your finances increase? Give somebody mercy. Who is rich in mercy because of his great, help me, love with which he loved us. Even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. For by grace you have been saved and raised us up and made us what? Sit. Here, we're getting to our first key today. Sit. He's made us to sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That in the ages to come, remember Jesus said, I'll be with you even to the end of the age. Well, Paul's saying in the ages to come, once we get through with this age, we've got another age starting. And you don't grow old. Ages. We just continue to go on with God. For by grace you have been saved through faith and not that of yourself. It is the gift of God. God is love and he gave the world himself. He gave love. He poured out of love and gave love, which is Jesus Christ. This is where you see it. In heavenly places, in Christ Jesus. I was telling Willene, you've got to sit with the Lord. Sit at his table. Dine at his table. What happens when you go to the master's house? He's going to speak to you. He's going to fellowship with you. He's the bread of life. He's going to minister life to you. Not doubt, frustration, fear. That's not at his table. His table is full of faith. It's full of love. It's full of encouragement, hope, goodness. That's at his table. Come to his table and dine at the master's table. Let us dine. Sit around his table and learn of him. He said, learn of me. I'm meek and lowly in spirit. My burden is light. He's got a light burden. He's light bread. Light burden. That's one of those names. My bread is light. My burden is light. It's not your burden, Terry. It's the Lord's. If we take it into our court and we've made it our burden, and God's not pleased with that because Jesus can't help me in that. I can't get out of that. That's the devil's court when I do it in myself. I've been saved by grace through faith, not of my own. It is a work and gift of God. Sit at his table. Whatever you're dealing with, take your promise, come to the table and seek that promise from the Lord. He's going to show you something. He's going to reveal something. This is his table. This is the physical table we go to. It's the Word of God. He is the Word in the beginning. Sit with the Lord. Sit with him. A long sit down. All right, now we're going to flip on over. We're going to stay in the book of Ephesians. And your flesh ain't going to want to hear this, but you're just going to have to determine right now that I'm not going to be flesh-led. I'm going to be spirit-led. Amen? Going to be spirit-led. I got a lot of flesh, and it can lead you a lot of ways. I got a lot of flesh. But you got to crucify your flesh. A good key to throw in here on doing anything from God, too, is also go to Romans 12:1, that I might present my bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. This is my reasonable service, that I might prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. It starts at his table. Judgment starts at the house of God. It starts with me and God. Don't judge others. I need to judge myself. Go to his table, and then Jesus became my judgment. He's here to give me his life. You're free. Confess it. Get it under the table. Come to the Lord's table. Tell him what you messed it up. Or he'll even show you how you missed it. But then he'll show you how you can fix it. Because he fixed it. He fixed it. He settled it. This is our final authority. See it. Now we're going to go over to the chapter. Flip on over to the chapter 4. Yeah, chapter 4. Verse 1. I therefore, Paul's still speaking here through the whole book, the prisoner of the Lord, see, you're sitting at his table. Make him your... He's who you want to be locked up with. I want to be a prisoner of the Lord's kingdom. That's a good prisoner to be. A slave to the Lord. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling. You're called. That means a vocation. With all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, just as you were called, and one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, we said it this morning, Terry, and through all, and in you all. And you all, that's the way we talk down here in the South. This is number two, walk. You got to walk in love. You got to walk in unity with your brothers and with your sister. Talking about healing, concentrating on healing, sometimes there's some offenses here that we might not even know about. Sit at the table. The Lord will show you. He might not show you through the pastor specifically, because, see, that's personal. That's between you and God, right? He doesn't point the finger at you. He points the way. Jesus is the way. Amen. The way out of that situation. Now, he's not going to personally, God can give me words, but he doesn't just give your business to somebody else, right? Because he's a gentleman. The devil wants your business, and he wants everybody to know your business. See, he's the accuser of the brethren, and he wants to say something that you didn't even say and let somebody else make a business out of it. Next thing you know, you got contention, you got pride, you got envy and strife in the body. Those are darts. Those are the devil's tactics. Then sicknesses and diseases. I'm just saying this is the way the devil works. Say, but God, love, walk in unity. To the best of your ability, the Bible says, walk in peace with every man. We're even talking about non-believers, especially non-believers. Because Jesus said, it's easy to love those that love you. Yeah. That's easy. That's a given. But what about the ones that spit in your face when you're trying to love them? Or the ones that stab you in the back when you're walking away? Said they love you, but then they stab you in the back. Jesus said, love them, bless them. Because you were in that position one time. Judge not that you be not judged. But then won't you just give a little bit of mercy? Because God is rich in mercy. Amen? You're rich in mercy. And then the devil starts pulling out hair that he didn't... I don't know if he's got hair or not, but then you start doing that, he starts pulling his hair out. No, they're doing it the wrong way. Think about that attorney up there. It's like, no, they brought in new evidence. I didn't know they had that. So that's what... Then the devil goes, he's confused. So he's the author of confusion. You can confuse the devil. The author of his book. Start speaking life. Start giving them mercy. He's like, no, you wasn't supposed to do that. You're supposed to hate them. But see, we're hearing from the master. We've been at the master's table. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. When they cut off his cousin's head, he was angry. He was mad. But he was moved with compassion. He was not moved by his emotions. He was moved by something stronger. It was the Spirit of God. His father said, bless them. Not the people that killed your brother, your cousin. Bless those that are sick out here. Go out there and heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. Take your anger out on the kingdom of darkness. And the devil, see, the devil thought Jesus was probably going to turn and go fight for John. See, he wanted to get him over here out of the will of God. See, the devil wants to get you out of the will of God. That's his purpose. You got to sit at the table. What course? What course is he serving today? You can spell that two different ways. What course? You got direction. What main course does he have for you today? What if you don't show up for that course? Somebody's going to receive it because he wants all to come in and eat at his table. Sit, walk. Walk in love with your brother, with your sister. And even more here, he goes on, walking in love is There's two chapters about it. Chapter 5, how we're going to walk in love. He tells you to walk in unity, but then he tells you how. Being kind to one another, because he tells us, he reminds us about the fruit of the Spirit that's on the inside of us, not in our flesh. Remember, the flesh is always warring against your spirit. It wants to do the opposite of what the Spirit of God on the inside of you is, the perfect will of God. That's what he's saying in chapter 5 here. Therefore, knowing that you have the Spirit of God on the inside of you, I'll say, that you used to be in the devil's kingdom. You used to have hate, you an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. See, that's the law. That makes sin come alive. That's what the law. Don't give them the law. Give them love. Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children. As toddlers imitate their parents, we're supposed to imitate God the same way. And walk in love. If we imitate God, we have to walk in love. We have to. If we're imitating God, the God Jehovah, He is the God of love. And walk in love as Christ also has loved us and giving Himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. When you love others, it smells like perfume in the nostrils of the Lord. He's like, yes, my kids are doing it right. How does it, as a parent, how do you feel when your kids do the right thing and not the wrong thing? It makes you feel good on the inside. And it's not like you've got this big old pride thing, but it's pleasing to the parents. How much more God the Father, when we don't give them judgment, will we give them mercy? He's like, they acting just like me. Yes. My plan is coming into fulfillment. So that's what God's looking for. And he goes on to say, but fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named. Don't let us find it in your store, in your grocery shelf. Don't even let that be. That's not a part of our name here. Our name is goodness and mercy. When you come to our store, this is what you're going to see. Kindness and love. Forgiveness. We got a whole, half of our store is full of forgiveness. There's not a shelf that you can't go down that you won't find forgiveness in it. You got to forgive so that God can forgive you when you're getting ready to mess up, right? Go ahead and put you a little bit to your account. Give a little bit of extra forgiveness today so you'll have a little bit more extra when you mess up, right? Neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. This is what we give. We give thanks. For this you know, that no fornication, unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience, who we used to be. That was that old nature. Not anymore. There's our walking. There's your walking. Walk in unity. Walk in love. What we have left? Stand. It's in here too. And I'm going to close it up here. You got to hear the third part of the message though. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. You're like, man, preacher, finally. That's what Paul said right here after six chapters of preaching that day. He said, finally. And the church says, finally. There was one guy that said, finally, and he fell out the window. He was on the third floor, sleeping. Fell out, third floor, dead. Paul had only been preaching, I think, about 6 hours. Maybe six or eight. The guy fell out, dead. Paul said, wait a minute, I'll be back. Went down there, laid himself, spoke to him, just like the prophet did when he laid himself on a child back in the Old Testament, and the child began to breathe. Paul laid himself on him, commanded life to come back to him, went back, finished his sermon, because it said it started evening, and as the daylight was breaking after, he said, Paul left and they brought the guy in alive. Paul went back to his message. He said, ain't nobody dying at my service. I got words of life. It might be long. I might be long-winded, but just an example, don't fall asleep in Brother Paul's church. Especially don't go on the third floor. That means he had at least third floor packed. Boy, it was packed. Guy fell out, died on the street. Paul said, uh-uh. He said, raise the dead. Paul went in and raised the dead, went back and preached six more hours. I bet everybody was awake. Anybody fall asleep? Nobody sleeping in here, are they? We on the first floor, thank God. Sit, walk, stand. We do have a second floor. We got to get balcony. Got to get filled up here. Finally, Paul says, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. If you've been sitting with Jesus, and then you get out here and you've been walking, and you've been walking in love with your brother and with your sister, with your wife. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord. And in the power, here's your power, in the power of His might. You don't think you're going to have the power if you're not doing the first two. You can't understand why the devil's not leaving. Sit, walk. Finally, my brother, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. And Jesus told me that when I was at His table. Because He told me all the things they did to Him. He said, if they've done it to the Master, they're going to do it to you. And blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore when? After you stood, after you sit with the Lord, and you're walking in love, you've done that part. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God. Now you're ready to stand. You can't sit down with this armor and get anything accomplished. You've got to stand up because it don't feel good sitting down this stuff and not doing nothing. God wants to get something accomplished. He wants the army moving forward. We don't retreat. We don't surrender. That was a couple weeks back. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand. Say withstand. Withstand in the evil day. In that evil day, when it comes, if you've sit with the Lord and you've been walking in love and walking in unity, and don't think if you haven't been there, you can't go ahead and get up and do it now. Do it by faith. All you got to do, it starts with on the aisle of forgiveness. Lord, forgive me. Jesus said in Mark 11, when you stand praying and you spoke to the mountain, if you've done anything, forgive. Just go ahead and forgive right then. See, forgiveness is a big part of walking in love. Because those that are not born again, even those that are, they're gonna shoot arrows at you and darts at you. Finally, my brethren, stand. Sit, walk, stand. You've been sitting a lot this morning. You've been at the master's table. You got your sitting done. You're getting ready to walk up out of here, right? Go ahead and take this as an opportunity. Walk in love today. Walk in unity. Go ahead and start doing it now if you haven't been doing it or if you're behind. But go ahead and do it a little bit in advance. I'm talking to myself. Walk in love, and then when the evil day comes, it will come. As a preacher, we're going to tell you, we're not going to sugarcoat this stuff, because the devil, he's out to steal, kill, and destroy, and you need to know who your enemy is. And he's going to come. If he came to attack Jesus, he's going to come to attack you. Yeah. But you got a promise. You got the power. You've got delegated power, and you got the power. Yeah. I like to say, you got the fire power. You got the Holy Ghost, and you got Jesus. That gives you fire power. You got the ability to use it, and you got the bullets to use it. Amen. Whatever he shoots at you, Long Ranger had a double pistol. He had two guns. He had the firepower. If he missed him with the six, he got six more coming. David picked up how many stones? Was it six stones? Five stones. He didn't use but one, but the story says he had four brothers, right? Just in case they showed up that day, I wasn't going to be. God is here. If he sends five, I got five bullets. Yeah. Barney didn't use but one. That's right. And he always wasted it when he shot it. You know, Andy, that was just wisdom. Don't give him five more. He can't use the one he's got right. But David, he had wisdom. He was a shepherd boy. He came with five. He came, his gun was loaded. And he took one shot. One shot. He is a bullseye shot. Because God was the one that took control of that rock. Jesus is the rock. And he took it right to the devil's head. right here is your battle right here. Pow! But you've got the rock. We've got the rock. We got Jesus. We got the answer. The solution to the situation. And then we get to cut the devil's head. We get to cut the enemy's head off with the sword. The word of God. The word of God. Don't you get your sword out. You can't hurt people, right? But we can go against the devil. That's our sword. The word of God. And we get to watch them fall. We get to see those kingdoms fall because the kingdom of our God has been given to us. Righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let's stand this morning. Thank you, Father. If there's any personal prayer this morning, we'll ask right now that you've been sitting with the Lord. And I'm not going to say you haven't been walking in love because I know you have. But we all need to keep on walking because we need to keep our flesh in line. The more I walk, my flesh is going to be better looking better, lose some weight. We got to keep walking. We can't take the word and just sit on it. We got to exercise. We got to walk in love, walk in unity, and then we'll be able to stand. When the devil comes with his accusations, I'll be able to turn and go the other way because I done defeated that battle. It's defeated. Jesus, I'm walking on to the next victory. I ain't even, devil, just shut up. Just get behind me. I'm going on to the next victory because I'm not going to get in this argument. I'm not going down that path. Amen.